Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Let's welcome in Leo Mazzoni, longtime Atlanta Braves pitching coach, Braves Hall of Famer, rockin' Leo Mazzoni back with us on the Body Works Plus guest hotline. Fresh off a trip to spring training, I hear. Leo Mazzoni, how you been? Did you hibernate well for the winter?
Yeah. We had a good winter, you know, really enjoyed some golf and, of course, college and pro football. I love I really miss that on the weekends, but hell, the way the transfer portal and all that's going now, who knows what the heck's going to happen. So, but no, I was down in spring training. It was the last day of the Braves spring training, and we did like a fantasy camp for some business company. And myself and Andrew Jones, Brian Jordan, and Mark Wohlers, we were all down there. We gave them a day of what big league spring training would be like, and then they had enough, and then they played an exhibition game against each other. They were provided with uniforms, the national anthem, the whole shebang, you know, to give them what the goal was, to make them feel what a big league experience is when you're starting to play a baseball game. And, of course, they all loved it and had a big barbecue afterwards and just had a great time. Greg McMichael, also a right-handed relief pitcher, was there. So we had a great time. I saw the facility. It's beautiful down there in the Bradenton, Sarasota area. And I got to meet with the Braves coaching staff for about 2 hours in the morning with Brian Snitker and Walt Weiss, especially those two who I'm connected with. So, yeah, we had a good time.
I love it. All right, well, I would throw out there again for the Braves fans in the audience. I've got one or two questions coming in already, but Leo Mazzoni's on the line. If you have a question, we're going to do this every Wednesday as we have been for years now. But if you want to get a question, hit the FanDuel text line, 704-570-9610. Try to squeeze it in if you can. So just give me your general outlook for this team. And look, we know this has been one of the best teams, if not the best team in baseball at times over the past handful of years. And I'm sure the expectation isn't much different, if any at all. But I mean, with Acuna's injury factoring in, what do you think this team can do this year?
Well, I think they can win the World Series, to be perfectly honest with you. I think by far the Braves and the Dodgers are the two best teams in all of baseball, not just the National League. And, of course, you know, the Phillies have been a pain in their butt for a couple of years now, but they were like that when we were during our powerhouse years, too. So, but I think overall, you know, and talking to Snit and everything, you know, he said that they just need to keep guys standing. What that means is, no injuries, especially in the starting rotation. And right now, the rotation is healthy. Acuna Jr. is okay, so they're in great shape, and they're going to have I think they're going to have a very similar year like they did last year. Only I don't think they'll get knocked out in the first round.
what's your understanding of Ronald Acuna's injury and how serious it is? If it's going to linger at all, what are we looking at here?
Well, you know what? I really don't know, you know, because you know what? Most of the times when baseball talks about injuries, they're not quite, up front with everything, you know? Yeah. And the only reason I say that is because we used to do a few things like that, Cal, when we were coaching, and we didn't want the opposition knowing if there was any problems with anybody. Not that we were certainly taking care of the players, but it was more so for the opposition, so... You know, say, for example, Maddox was, you know, wasn't feeling real good. Well, he had a calf muscle pull covering first base. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. So if you really don't know the full story, and you won't till the season starts and he's playing. You know, right now he's playing.
I hear you. Now, a texter wants to know from you, do you think that this is the year that Spencer Strider can win the Cy Young? And he goes on to ask, should he just stick with fastball slider, which is right up your alley? What do you think about Strider this year?
Well, I think he has a good chance to win the Cy Young. I think that I know if I personally had him, he's got a number three pitch would become more of a factor, especially against left-handed hitters. And the reason why I say that is John Smoltz is in the Hall of Fame. And he had trouble with left-handed hitters early in his career until he come up with the split. Then that negated That was it. That took care of the left-handers too. Fastball, breaking ball, split. And to me, Strider has the perfect delivery for either a straight change or a split. And you know, they said he has one, but I don't know how. I don't see him use it very much so far. So, but anyway, that's what I would do. But you know, whatever they want going to do, he's pretty darn good. But you know, they hit a few home runs off of him last year, more than before. So I think that's what I would do. But you know, they're around him every day, so we'll see what happens. But and Max Fried's feeling good. Charlie Morton's feeling good. You know, and the guy from Boston, Chris Sale.
Yeah,
he had a very good spring.
Well, that's actually what I wanted to ask you about, because, man, he's dealt with some real difficulties in his career over the past couple of years, and I was going to ask you how much you think he's got left in the tank.
Well, you know, if it was me and he was on our staff and he was the fifth starter, I would treat him just like anybody else. You know, this stuff of being too cautious with everything drives you crazy sometimes, you know, because a lot of times extra rest or not being on a regular routine is worse on your arm than if you were in a routine, you know? So, but anyway, if those guys can stay healthy, that's a strong rotation. So, and then the question that was asked to me was, well, are you worried about the bullpen? I said, I'm not worried about any bullpen if starting pitchers are given more responsibility to cover up any holes in a bullpen. You know, you overexpose any part of your baseball team that's not quite what you might want. You know, you got to figure out ways to not expose them so much, and your starting rotation. See, a game of baseball today is the relievers take care of the rotation, and it's a complete opposite of what it should be. It should be the rotation taking care of the relievers and not overexposing how many pitchers you have on the roster.
All right. So, I mean, you look at this lineup, right? Acuna, Olsen, Riley, Murphy, Harris, Albies. I mean, that's probably the best 1-6 in baseball, right? I mean, if not one of the best
question.
2 or 3. But what about Michael Harris specifically? Like, what Harris?
Well, I think it is one of the best in all of baseball. Now, that 1-2-3 over there on the West Coast is not too shabby. But
sure.
but more deeper into the lineup, the Braves are solid. And I think that's what they've been doing now. I mean, when you look 1-9, you're thinking, okay, who do we know that we can definitely, you know, get him out, or he's an out in the lineup? And it hasn't been that way for the Braves for quite some time now, for the last 3 years. I mean, they're deep. And so I think that, like I said, I don't think there's anybody better than the Braves and the Dodgers in all of baseball.
No, I'm with you. And look, I said the 1-6, but you're absolutely right. You come up to face 7, 8, 9, and you're looking at Ozuna, Rosario, and Arcia. I mean,
yeah,
that's not a whole lot of fun if you're an opposing pitcher. There's no doubt.
Well, I know. And then during the postseason, and you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the Cleveland Indians when we played them, and Manny Ramirez and Jim Tomei were hitting 7th and 8th.
Those were the days.
No kidding.
Hey, since you've mentioned the Dodgers here, let me get your take on this. All right, you know where I'm going. Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
His interpreter apparently got himself into $4.5 million in gambling debt. Sounds like Ohtani's money covered it. Ohtani says, I had no clue what was going on. Turns out this interpreter is kind of shady. He lied about going to UC Riverside, lied about working with the Boston Red Sox, and all sorts of things. But Ohtani's lawyered up. He was pretty passionate in that press conference 2 days ago, defending himself and his honor and his integrity. But everybody's got an opinion on this. And this is, I'll throw in there, Leo, you know this because we all know the Pete Rose story. I mean, this is potentially catastrophic for baseball. I don't think it's going to go that way, but if it turned out they could prove that Ohtani was financing gambling on sports and, God forbid, baseball, what a catastrophe for Major League Baseball if that were the case.
Well, yeah, and you know, you don't know who's telling what, when, and where. I mean, who knows? You know, I know that somebody told me that Pete Rose said if he'd had an interpreter, he'd already be in the Hall of Fame. But anyway,
we played the clip. I saw it.
I don't know. I mean, somebody's lying somewhere, you know. And but when you start putting fake resumes, you know, you fake your resume. I think there was a college football coach that did that. Oh, well, Leary. When you start faking a resume or putting something on there that you actually didn't do, well, that's got to tell you something right there.
I would think so.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I would think so. I mean, I don't know where to go. The thing is, I don't really know what to do with this story. And I think a lot of folks in my position are the same way because the player's denying it. The interpreter looks shady. Gambling's legalized across the country, but in certain states like California, it's not. And to be honest with you, I don't mean to be too tinfoil hat-ish or conspiracy theorist, but, like, you know, again, I use the word catastrophic when it comes to Ohtani possibly betting. Baseball's conducted an investigation. I don't know how motivated they are to find out their best player might have gambled on baseball. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a good way to put it. That's for sure. Nobody knows that, but, you know, everybody's counting on seeing, you know, the people. I mean, he's one of the greatest players that you, he will be if with a little more longevity. I mean, since Babe Ruth. And so as far as knowing if he's gambling or not, heck, I don't know, Kyle. I really don't. I don't. I'm like you. I don't know where to go with it, but I don't see him being suspended or anything, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think anything comes of it. Real quick, I'll let you go because this has fired up the Pete Rose conversation this week. You mentioned that a minute ago, and I was actually talking about it yesterday, and I mentioned the time I sat down with Johnny Bench on this show about 5-6 years ago. And, you know, Johnny, and I'll never forget this, he looked at me before the conversation, before we went on the air, and he said, no Pete Rose questions. I'm not. Don't ask me about Pete. He will not talk about Pete Rose. There's not much love lost there. I'm sure you know that. But, you know, Pete in the Hall of Fame, does that only happen after he's gone, if it happens at all?
I hope not. I hope he gets in before that so that he can enjoy it. You know, the all-time hits leader in all of baseball. You know, he gambled, but, I mean, the way the games are played now, I mean, the way all sports are, I mean, it's advertised at the ballpark. It's kind of silly to keep him out of the Hall of Fame now. You know what I mean? Now, before, when that was a rule and, you know, everybody knew that, you know, I don't know how if he bet on his own team. I don't know. But I've gotten to a point where I don't really care because of where sports is now with legalized betting. So, you know, if it's okay for everybody else, why wouldn't it be okay for him? You know, if Ohtani wants to, you know, gamble $4 million or whatever, I mean, whether he knows it or not, I don't know. I don't know what the consequences are on all that, but, you know, after a while, we're going to get sick of listening to it and start thinking about baseball and, you know, how many home runs he can hit, et cetera, et cetera. And this other stuff, though, is just, it'll drag on and on and on, as you well know, and then we'll go from there. But I don't think you're going to see anything that kind of blows up and says, well, he's out. He's gone. I don't think baseball can afford that.
Probably not. Leo, I'm glad you could make some time, man. Get some rest from all that travel. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, buddy. I look forward to it. It's nice to hear your voice again.